Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Kedushin, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnah Sabi learned B'schos Esther Bats Rachel Shishi B'zayich Refayin Rezivik Hagun Bekarav Mamish. And Mishnah Vav tells us Makadish Shtei Nashim Shavah Pruta. Someone who's Makadish two women with something worth only one pruta. And we know that the minimum amount for Kedushin is one pruta for one person, but this is one pruta for two people. Isha Achas V'Pachas Mishavah Pruta, or he's Makadish one woman with something worth less than a pruta. And in both these cases, Av B'shach Sevlanus La'Acher Mikan, even if he sent her gifts afterwards, these are the gifts that a chassan usually sends a kala. She's not Mekudeshes. I wouldn't view the gifts as Kiddushin. Why is this? Shemach Kiddushin or Yishanin Shalach. Because the only reason why he sent these gifts is due to the fact that he thought he was Mekadesh her previously. And therefore, he doesn't intend for the gifts to be Kiddushin on their own. And therefore, she's not Mekudeshes at all. Because again, the original thing he used for Kiddushin was less than a Shavah Pruta. Emechein Katan Shekidesh. Same thing with a Katan, somebody who's under Bar Mitzvah who's Mekadesh. We know that his Kiddushin is not valid. And if after he became a Gadol, he sent presents to this Kala of his, we don't view those presents, those Sivlainos, as Kiddushin in and of themselves, because again, he thinks that he was Mekadesh as a katan, and therefore they are not Mekudashas. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin, HaMekadesh Isha Ubita, Oy Isha V'Achayso Ka'achas. A man was Mekadesh a woman and her daughter, or a woman and her sister, simultaneously, at the same time, in Mekudashas or not Mekudashas, because we know a man is not able to marry a woman and her daughter, or two sisters, and therefore neither of them is Mekudashas, because he did it exactly at the same time, so the Kiddushin is not Typhus on either of them. And now into a story, Umayis B'Chamish Nashim. There was one situation of five women, Ubahen Shtei Achayos. Among them were two sisters. So there was two sisters and three random women. A fellow gathered a basket of figs. These figs really came from their field. But they were Shemitah figs, so they were Hefker. And he said as follows, all of you are Mekudashes to me with this basket of figs. And one of them accepted it for all of them. Said, the sisters are not Mekudashes, but the other three women are. Now we learn a number of things from this case. Number one, if the dates were these women's and not Hefker, they would not be Mekudeshes. The only reason why the Kiddushin worked over here is because the dates were Hefker due to the fact they were Shvias. Number two is we learned that one could be Mekadesh for Shemitah produce. It's not just meant for eating. Kiddushin is a valid use as well. And number three, a woman could be a Shliach to accept Kiddushin on behalf of her friend, even though this makes them co-wives. And we know they usually have an animosity towards each other. Nonetheless, over here, Kiddushin is valid. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Ches and Tes. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.